This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Oh my gosh, I need to pee. Oh, wait, I'm not in my bed. Where am I? Oh, that's right. I'm in Daddy's bed. We fell asleep in here with Daddy when we were snuggling. He smells so good. Like wood chips and flannel. His bed is firmer than mine and his sheets are warmer too. Or maybe that's just him. Oh, I need to pee though. But it feels so good lying underneath his arm. I can smell Daddy like this. He's got his arm around me almost like he's carrying me. I miss when I was little enough for him to carry me with one hand. Corey still is that little, though. She's under his other arm on the other side of Daddy. I need to pee, but I don't want to get up. It just feels so nice laying here next to Daddy. He's so big and his hands are so thick. Wait, what's that? Oh my gosh, Daddy got undressed. Daddy's only in his boxers. No wonder he smells so good. The hair on his chest, it feels so smooth when I run my fingers through it. It's so soft. I love how strong it smells when I breathe in his chest. Wait. Daddy's in his boxers. Daddy's only in his boxers. If Daddy's asleep, I wonder, would he mind if I snuck a peek at it? I know Daddy's got a penis. And that's what they call a pee-pee in health class. Daddy's got a penis, and I really want to see it. Oh, I hope he won't mind if I sneak a peek. Oh, will he get mad? Ugh, I hope not. I know I'm not supposed to, but it's just a peek. It's just a peek. It's, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh wow. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's big. It's bigger than I thought. I thought they were supposed to be like little fingers. But Daddy's is big. Like three or even all four of my fingers. Maybe even my wrist. It's like a cute snake or something. It's, oh wow. It smells like him, but even more. Wow, Daddy's still asleep. Corey's still asleep. He didn't wake up when I pulled his boxers back. Maybe he won't mind if I just touch it. Just a quick touch. It just looks so, wow. Wow. It's hard and it's soft at the same time. It's like something metal that's covered in velvet or something. Oh, wow. It smells like Daddy. And it smells so good. Oh, and it's getting bigger. Wow. Oh, wow. It's so big. I can't even hold it entirely. My fingers can't even touch my thumb when I hold it. It's so big. Oh, wow. I know you kind of tug on it a little. Nice all in like a dirty cartoon I wasn't supposed to watch. You tighten your fingers and tug up and then relax them a little and come down and then, wow, it's so hard, but it feels so nice. I like holding it. Why is it so much fun to just hold? It smells so nice and it feels so nice. Oh, Daddy, it's so cool. Daddy asks me, Kitty, baby, what are you doing? I froze in place. I was still holding Daddy's penis. I was even gripping it a little tight, trying to touch my fingertips and my thumb around it. Daddy had leaned up, and I could see him in the soft light coming in through the bedroom window. Daddy, I woke up because I needed to pee. Daddy let out this soft little laugh, just a kind of cheerful snicker. Baby, this isn't going to help, Daddy said. I know, I told him. I started to slide my hand up and down his penis again. I just like how it feels, I whispered to Daddy. I saw him close his eyes. He sort of pulled his lips inside his mouth and gave a slight grunt. I'd never heard Daddy make a noise like that, but as soon as he did, I wanted him to do it again. He did it because I touched his penis. I like it, Daddy, I told him quietly. I kept stroking him, feeling the little bumps and muscles of his penis against my palm and my thumb and my fingers. His penis got harder and thicker. There was no way I could get my hands around it now, but it just became all the more amazing to me. In that cartoon I saw on the computer, the little anime girl put the guy's penis in her mouth and he loved it. So I thought if Daddy liked me stroking his penis, maybe he'd like that. So I shifted out from underneath his arm and kissed the head of his penis. It was like a little toadstool out of Super Mario, but it tasted like Daddy smelled, which was so, so good. I sucked on the tip of it, the very top. Daddy made that grunt again, and I laughed. I looked up at Daddy, and his eyes were shining. He was smiling. Daddy smiled when he was with me and Corey, but this was different. This was such a happy, delighted smile. I'd never seen him smile like that, and I wanted him to keep smiling. I kissed the tip again, and I sucked on it. It tasted so good. It tasted like my daddy and I just wanted to taste it more. I just sort of did what seemed natural, what seemed right. And I sucked the tip of his penis into my whole mouth. It was weird for a second because my jaw kind of hurt. But Daddy would grunt or groan and, oh wow, I just wanted his penis more. I sucked it and sucked it and sucked and sucked. And every time it seemed to taste better than before. Daddy put his hands on the back of my head, like he does when we're leaving the park after baseball practice. It made me so happy. I sucked again, and I think I almost got the head entirely inside my mouth. And then my baby sister, Corey, she woke up. She sat up, rubbing her eyes with her little baby hands.
Daddy?
She yawned. She looked over Daddy's tummy and said,
"What are you doing, kitty?"
"Corey, girl, this isn't something we're supposed to do," Daddy told her.
"Then why are we doing it?"
Corey asked, pushing her blonde curls out of her face. "We aren't," I told her before pushing Daddy's penis back into my mouth.
"I want to try it,"
Corey kind of whined. "Baby, this isn't right," Daddy told her. "It's incest."
"I want an insect,"
Corey said. "No," Daddy tried to say, but Corey sat up on the bed and leaned over Daddy. I took Daddy's penis and held it towards Corey's side of Daddy. My 4-year-old sister licked the top like a lollipop and giggled. "It's good, right?" I told her.
"Mm-hmm,"
she agreed. She kissed Daddy's penis and tried to suck on the tip. Her mouth was a lot littler than mine, so she couldn't get very far. I kissed Daddy's penis too, right next to where Corey was trying to suck on him. I was stroking him still too, which kind of made him kick his feet a little, pushing the blankets off of the foot of the bed. Me and Corey laughed together when Dad groaned loudly. We knew we were making him feel so good, which was cool. Corey kept kissing. Then I kissed next to her, and then suddenly, we realized we were kissing each other. We both had Daddy's penis in our mouth, but we were kissing across the very top of it. We kind of froze, not sure if we wanted to admit we liked it or not, but I licked Corey's tongue inside her mouth. She laughed and pulled off Daddy's penis. I kissed Corey right on the lips. She's almost a fourth of my age, but it felt neat to kiss her. She kissed me back, a big peck right on the lips. I guess Daddy decided incest was okay because he put his hand on both of us. It wasn't like when he was pushing us to do our homework or something. It was like when people touch in kissing movies. His hand went onto both me and Corey's butts. I remember the way we both kind of froze when Daddy put his hand on us. We were looking at each other, and I remember Corey suddenly looked hungry. Not like she wanted a sandwich or a snack, but like she wanted something else. She wanted Daddy, and I did too. Daddy touched us all over. He kind of painted us with his fingertips, touching us inside our legs, along our behinds, up our backs. And it felt so good. It felt like when he scratches our back, but more loving. Like when boyfriends and girlfriends kiss, but by being touched. It was like that grunt he makes when I sucked on his penis. I liked it, and I didn't want him to stop. I wanted him to do more. "Kitty, honey?" Daddy asked as me and Corey kept sucking on his penis.
I look back over Daddy's tummy and his chest at him as he laid back. He was sitting up a little, and he asked, I'm thinking you haven't, but have you girls ever heard of piss play? We both giggled when he said a naughty word.
No,
said Corey. She started sucking on my red hair. She did it whenever she got antsy, usually whenever we played doctor. Do you want to try it? Daddy asked us.
Is it insect?
Corey asked. Incest, said Daddy. And it will be incest whenever we do it.
Okay.
Corey squealed, practically jumping up. Daddy pulled his legs out from between us and stood up. He started to tug his boxers off completely. Just seeing Daddy totally naked and made me want to hug him. But not like a normal hug. I wanted to hug him sort of like how when I saw his penis, I immediately wanted to kiss it. Me and Corey crawled to the edge of the bed. I was almost twice as tall as Corey, and I had just started to get my boobies. I had just turned 12. I only had to wear a training bra 3 times a week. But Corey didn't have to wear one at all. She still had lots of baby fat with a round little belly and chubby fingers. I had a flat tummy, but at least my butt was starting to round a little, like the girls on the internet. Daddy stood over us and took his penis in his hand. He turned towards me, that tip aimed right at me. I got really breathless. Not scared, but eager. I wanted to cry. I was so excited. I whimpered, and Daddy grunted again just before he started peeing. And a warm stream of golden pee splashed right on my face. I gasped and squealed at the warmth of it as it ran down my chin, down my neck and collar, and onto my pajama shirt. My pajama top was immediately soaked, and my boobies were clear to see. Daddy peed all over my top until it was practically see-through. Lay down, he told me, as he kept spraying me with the long, firm stream of his pee. I laid down, and Daddy kept peeing on me. The golden stream went down my belly and onto my waist. He was still peeing, and I kicked off my pajama bottoms and my Disney Frozen Princess panties. My little cunny opened up, and Daddy peed right on it. He got his pee all over my little squiggly red hairs, over my cunny, but he peed all over it. It felt so warm, and it made me laugh, but I was so breathless. I felt so weird, but I couldn't get enough of it. It was so warm, and I wanted whatever came out of Daddy's penis, I wanted it all over me. Daddy, he then turned to Corey, and he sprayed her all over her face, getting her chubby, round baby cheeks covered in his golden pee. She opened her mouth to laugh, and it splashed on her tongue, which made her laugh even more. He covered her hair, turning her blonde hair almost orange as he just kept peeing all over her. And when Daddy's penis finally stopped peeing, me and Corey were both covered. I finally pulled my top off, splashing Daddy's pee on Corey. I was totally naked in front of my daddy and my sister. She and me had taken our tops off before so she could see my boobies, and we'd taken our bottoms off and our panties, but we'd never been naked. But now I was, because I wanted daddy. "You horny baby?" Daddy asked me. I just nodded. I didn't even know what that meant, but I knew it was what I wanted, what I was craving. Daddy sat down on the bed and I crawled onto his lap. His penis landed right between my cunny lips and it felt so good, like nothing I'd ever felt before. I just sort of laid on him, rubbing my cunny along the back of his penis because, wow, oh, I wanted it. I didn't understand how or where or what or anything. I just knew I wanted my daddy's penis so bad. So Daddy reached between us as he laid back. He sort of aimed his penis, putting his head directly against my pee-soaked cunny. I felt it slip between my lips. And oh, wow. I gasped. I opened my mouth like I was going to scream, but I didn't make any noise. I just sort of leaned back and my body, I guess it knew what to do. I sort of sat down on Daddy's penis, and oh, it was so big, and it felt so good. It was like there was a penis-shaped hole inside of me, and Daddy's penis was the perfect fit. I sat down and just sort of whimpered a lot. It felt so good, like something I didn't know that I needed all my life. And Corey leaned around me and looked at my cunny as I sat on Daddy's penis. She kept whining she wanted to try. And Daddy said, "Not yet, Corey baby." He took her chubby little arm and pulled her up towards him. "You're too little. You have to wait until you're a little bit bigger." She began to whine, but Daddy pulled her PJ bottoms off. Off came her Avenger panties, and Daddy pulled her over and sat her down right on top of his head. Daddy began to lick Corey right on her princess parts. Even if she was still mostly a baby, even she had a little slit between her legs. And when Daddy licked her, she made that same scream but no noise face I did when I sat on Daddy's penis. But by now, I was riding Daddy. I was hopping up and down like when I would ride the ponies at the fairgrounds. And I started making all sorts of noises I didn't know I could make. Little grunts and moans and whimpers. I didn't mean to, but they just came out of me all on their own. And my body, oh my gosh, it felt like it was so hot. And I wanted Daddy to touch me. I didn't care where, but I wanted him to touch my boobies most and between my legs. Or maybe even my butt. And Corey looked at me as I kept not screaming, and she smiled that little smile she gets when she's going to do something she knows she shouldn't. And the dimple of her left cheek is really deep when she does it. And she said,
"Daddy, I'm gonna pee too."
And Corey just started to tinkle right there, right on Daddy's face. I stopped and watched as clear pee covered Daddy's face and even went straight into his mouth. And to my amazement, Daddy kept licking Corey. She let out this high-pitched squeal and then sort of moans loudly before she just sort of deflated. I decided that if Corey could do something like that. Maybe I could do something like it too. So I slipped off of Daddy's penis and then moved just a little forward. I reached behind me and held his penis against me, not on my little cunny, but on my butt. And in the cartoon I'd watched, it was supposed to hurt at first, but this didn't hurt. My butt felt tingly, and it felt stretched, but it didn't hurt. It felt good, like really good. I couldn't fit Daddy all the way inside of me, even though I wanted to so bad. I could just barely get the very tip of his penis in me. Like when I used my mouth, his tip was all my body could handle. But it was enough because, oh my God, it felt so good. So good. Daddy's penis in my butt was immediately my favorite thing ever. I wanted it deeper, and I could never get it deep enough. I leaned back on Daddy, and I finally just started making those noises again, just squealing and gasping and moaning. I couldn't help myself, and I felt the stuff leaking out along the side of his penis, and I didn't know if he peed inside me or what. And speaking of peeing, I asked Corey, "Hey, did you like getting peed on?" Corey, she looked sleepy, but she smiled and her eyes closed. She nodded her head up and down. So with Daddy's penis still in my butt, I sort of stood up on my knees and angled myself back, and I peed right on Corey. I splashed her face with my stream of pee, and I got it all over her face and her hair and even onto her chest. The pee that got me up finally came out, and I covered my baby sister with it. I was really tired then, but Daddy told us we couldn't go to sleep. He made me and Corey get up and take our PJs and put them in the hamper, and then he made us wash each other in the bathroom while he changed the bed sheets. He said it had been fun, but we made a mess, and when we make a mess, we have to clean it up. But after me and Corey were all washed off and cleaned up, Daddy said we could come back. So me and Corey were both still naked, and Daddy was too, and we crawled under the covers with Daddy, and he pulled us so close. He kissed both of us on our heads, not a boyfriend-girlfriend kiss, but a daddy kiss. His arms were around us, and I could smell him again. The fresh sheets felt warm, and it felt so nice to sleep next to Daddy. And then Corey fell asleep immediately, but I stayed awake for a minute, my fingers running through Daddy's chest hair. And Daddy rubbed my back, and it felt so nice. But then his hand went down to my butt, and he gave me a gentle squeeze. I looked up at him, and he smiled, like it was some kind of quiet promise that tonight wouldn't be the only night we did this.